Jackson Pollock was the action painter of the 1950s. His big canvases, spattered and blobbed with paint, defied all conventions. He was an equal opportunity iconoclast whose work ended up in major museums. So we know about Pollock the artist, but what about Pollock the gardener, the forager, the baker, and the party thrower? Living out on rural Long Island, he and his wife, the artist Lee Krasner, cooked what they grew, foraged and fished, and they entertained like crazy. When their house became a museum, the food side of their lives was totally ignored. That is until Australian photographer Robin Lee visited the museum. She was intrigued by their pantry. All the equipment said serious cooks. Then, flipping through their cookbooks, she found a stash of handwritten recipes by Lee and Jackson. And now we have Robin's book, Dinner with Jackson Pollock, Recipes, Art, and Nature. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for calling.
So tell me why you are so interested in Jackson Pollock.
Listen, Jackson Pollock, I think for a lot of people internationally, including us in Australia, is a sort of an iconic figure of 20th century art. And as I was growing up, I was very aware of the power of the symbol of this person who changed the course of art. And part of that was because in Australia in 1973, the National Gallery purchased a major work of his, Blue Poles, for $1.3 million, which was a huge scandal at the time. And that just became solidified in all of our young minds as this sort of extraordinary turning point for Australia, that we had acquired this major work of this iconic man.
And scandalous because of the cost?
It was because of the cost. At that stage, there were very few works being sold at that sort of level.
Now, you went to the Pollock House on an assignment that wasn't about food. What was it like for you when you found those recipes?
Well, it was kind of overwhelming in the sense that it was very unexpected. I went originally taking some photographs and writing a story for a magazine, and then kept going back in different seasons, and of course ended up in the pantry, because being a foodie myself, that's sort of the spot of the house that I'm drawn to. And basically, after speaking to the director of the museum, she said that they did have some handwritten recipes of Lee Krasner and Jackson Pollock. And then with further investigation, diving into their recipe books, we found dozens of others inside the backs and front covers of these recipe books. And it felt astonishing. I was surprised that not every inch of that house had been sort of devoured and dissected by researchers over many decades. But I suppose their focus was the art and the studio. So, it was one of those moments that I thought, here I am from Australia, discovering this very domestic day-to-day side of a man who's become an icon.
Yeah, you do not think domesticity when you think about Jackson Pollock, I have to say.
You don't. And yet he was a man who loved pottering in his garden, gifting his vegetables to his friends, baking loaves of bread and apple pie. And yes, it's a different side to this man. And I think it's a story that warrants being told because of the fact that someone like him becomes a caricature, the more famous they become. And, I feel like that these are lovely, simple, everyday stories that match with beautiful, heartwarming recipes.
So, Robin, I was kind of struck that He was the baker of the two, which you would not associate with him and his wild ways.
Exactly. And I think coming into the project, I felt the same way. I thought he was like this, genius, paint splattering icon. And I didn't think that he would be precise enough to approach baking a loaf of bread. He won a prize for the apple pie at the local fair. He would often bake bread. But interestingly, in recent scientific studies of his work, including one that's currently at the Guggenheim in Venice, titled Alchemy from 1947, there's a grid and there's a layout, it's sort of an underlying sort of textured layout that shows that there was an incredible precision to the way that he approached his work. And interestingly, in that same work, not only is there this sort of structure that shows the precision of the approach, but funnily enough, that painting was painted on a tablecloth, which to me is like the ultimate combination of, food and art.
Huh, that is interesting. And Lee was...
So Lee was more of a, you know, scribble down a recipe at a dinner party, you know, who cares if the spelling's not right, you know, throw things into the pot. But she was also, I mean, that shows the intuitive side of her as a cook, but she was also a very strategic hostess. She would gather collectors, gallerists, you know, people around Jackson at the table and make sure they were there, they were loving their meals, they were having these interesting conversations, and she would talk to him, talk to these people about his work. And that dinner party marketing was fundamental to his success. So it says a lot about her, I think, in terms of being very strategic. She was also sometimes quite dictatorial in the way she wanted food presented. You know, she would often ask friends like Francile Downs to prepare dessert and bring it over, but it had to be prepared in exactly this way with this particular type of, you know, pear, and it had to be laid on the platter around like this, and the sauce would be drizzled just so. So, you know, a very particular aesthetic that she wanted to bring to the table, and I think that's very reflective of her creative outlook.
Yeah, and her relationship, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And she was an artist as well.
She was an artist as well, and interestingly, you know, when he died, if you look at the works after he died, you can see this sort of explosion of colour and like food-like forms, actually. In fact, some of the titles, there was one titled The Seasons and another titled Cornucopia. And they're very visual, vivid, rich colours and, I think, food themes. So I don't know if I'm just searching for those things. I'm seeing that right now in her work. And it was interesting that that sort of explosive colour came out after he had died in 1956.
You know, I wondered as I was working my way through your book how Jackson Pollock would look at some of the plates that chefs send out these days with those spatters of sauces and drips and drabs. And it's, of course, very similar to his artwork.
Yes, it is indeed. In fact, a foodie friend in New York, Harris Damachek, pointed out to me that most of the chefs that he works with often say they're inspired by Jackson Pollock. And I obviously there's a sort of, there's a freedom, the concept that there's a freedom there, you know, composition, colour, form. You can see why that's the case.
That's great. It's very interesting. Thank you for joining us, Robin.
Thank you so much for having me.
Robin Lee is author of Dinner with Jackson Pollock. You can find Jackson Pollock's recipe for upside-down cherry cake on our website, splendidtable.org.